The Star Trust nonprofit implements food security projects with help from the World Food Program that supports small-scale farmers in 6 counties of Western Equatorial State. Nyoko Victor, program coordinator for the Star Trust organization in Yambio, says WFP donated a grinding mill to a group called Sawra 2 Cooperative last year in August, but some area farmers still need more support to grow their crops.
You know, when we bring people together, there is need for source of fresh and clean water. But this is one key challenge that we face here. Previously, we had also a challenge of latrines, but likely due to the effort of this group, they were able to dig a pit latrine. Then STO supported them to construct it, as you can see there. Now only missing a water point here, which is a key challenge.
Alison Paulino is the secretary of Sawra 2 Cooperative, a group consisting of 45 farmers. He says farmers are saving proceeds collected from the grinding mill donated by WFP to improve service delivery in the area.
Everything is not difficult for us. It is not difficult again for us. Everything is now easier. We are planning to construct our meeting hall here. Instead of doing the meeting under the mango trees and the borehole we are getting here is not good saving water. We are getting the dirty water here. We are trying to dig our pumping water through that amount which we are getting from the machine.
Last year, the U.S. Agency for the International Development, or USAID, and the Food and Agriculture Organization celebrated achievement of a 5.5 years joint activity for farmers that began in 2017. The Sustainable Agriculture for Economic Resilience project was implemented in Eastern Equatoria, Jonglei, Lakes, Northern Bahr el Ghazal, and Western Equatoria State. The project supported farmers groups and other grassroots cooperatives to improve the nutrition and dietary diversity from 15% to 65% of households that consumed more than 6 different food groups a day. Eunice Bullen is a farmer and a member of the Sawra 2 Cooperative. She says, aside from saving money collected at the grinding mill, farmers still need more support from well-wishers to address their challenges.
The challenge we are facing now as female farmers in Sawra areas is that we lack farming tools.
Josephine Anthony, a mother of 12 children, says the grinding mill donated by WFP has helped farmers who used to have to travel to Yambio to grind grains.
The challenge we are facing now as female farmers in Sawra areas is that we lack farming tools.
Farmers with Sawra 2 Cooperative say they are grateful to the WFP for donating a grinding mill and for training farmers on post-harvest activities in Yambio. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.